What I've heard recently is that a sponsor is not a therapist nor a friend. They are to take a sponsee through the steps. By setting these boundaries, it's even possible that a man can sponsor a woman, and the opposite. However, it's not widely recommended. When I've done my first step workshop, I was told that I'm now ready to become a sponsor. Me? How about my sobriety? It's not long enough, was my quick answer. And then I've heard something which stuck in my mind, that the first two members of AA hadn't been sober when they started sponsoring each other. So in theory, I was prepared to sponsoring others. But was I ready emotionally? Was my next excuse? My fear of being a sponsor was about taking responsibility for someone's life and sobriety. I needed a lot of talks with other, more experienced fellows to understand that responsibility for my sponsees' lives and sobriety is in their hands. Another thing I had to understand and accept was that it's God who gives sobriety to us sexaholics. It's my sponsees' hard work that helps them to stay sober and get into their recovery, but they can receive it as gift only from God. I'm only an instrument, a supporter. I need to remain humble and keep myself aside. When my sponsees call me, we pray at the beginning. It's because I want to invite God to our conversation. I ask Him for an open mind and the willingness for my sponsee and for being invisible for myself. I'd like to be God's eyes when looking at other people, His ears when listening to other people, His mouth when talking to them, and His hands on helping them. But myself, I want to be invisible. The more I think about a sponsor not being my friend, the less I agree with that statement. Maybe being a mom makes me sensitive at others' vulnerability. I want to help a sponsee to feel safe and to trust me, to be able to say secrets which no one has heard so far. I can't imagine sharing my misery with a stranger. I need to build a close relationship with a sponsee and with my sponsor. At the same time, I'm aware of danger of getting too close to each other, which may lead to dependency. I don't know how to set boundaries yet. I like sponsoring newcomers. We both are at the beginning of our journeys. They had courage to join SA, and I had to leave my comfort zone and became a sponsor. We learn living in recovery. I still remember my feelings and emotions when I had joined SA, especially fear. So I can share this memory with my sponsees, and it also helps me to understand them better. But it works both ways. I get a lot from this service. I learn how to be tolerant and gentle, and how to love myself. I need to remain humble and have courage to admit when I don't know the answer for my sponsee's questions. My current sponsee is working with me for a couple of months. I had more, but they were in SA only for a while and decided that it's not what they were looking for and left. The most difficult thing is not taking this personally, not blaming myself and not beating myself. What has helped me was when my friend told me that people are given to me only for a while. My role is to share with them the best I have and let them go if that time comes. Working with a sponsee helps me to remember that I'm still very fragile and vulnerable over sexaholism. does this addiction want me dead? Today, I walk the steps with my sponsees, but I give them also a space for sharing their joys and struggles, for laughing and crying. I want to be available when they need me, no matter what. But at the same time, I have to plan my private life and time for my own step work. Why? It's because I can help others only when I put my oxygen mask first. Aga M, Edinburgh, the UK.